Hilchas Geneva, the laws of theft, chapter 2. This chapter contains 18 halachas, and the subject matter in this chapter deals with in what cases does the thief have to pay the penalty of double or four or five times the value of the stolen article, and in what case does he not have to pay this penalty. Halacha Aleph, Hagoynev es Hagoy, if one stole money from a goy, from a non-Jew, and we learned in the previous chapter, in chapter 1, that it is forbidden to do so, if one stole money from a goy, or he stole property that belonged to the treasury of the Beis HaMikdash, Eilei Mishalem Elo HaKeren Bilvad. In either of these cases, he does not pay the fine, the double or the four or five. He pays only the principal value of what he stole. Shenemar, because the Pasuk specifies, in the case of paying double, Yishalem Shnayim L'Reyehu. He shall pay twice to his fellow man, L'Reyehu, and we take this literally, it means to his fellow man, V'loy L'Hekdesh, but he does not pay twice to Hekdesh, to the treasury of the Beis HaMikdash. L'Reyehu, it means his fellow means another Jew, V'loy L'Goy, and not to a Goy. V'chein HaGoynev Kotchim Mibeis Ba'alehem, so also one who steals sanctified animals from the house of the one who owned them, the one who was going to bring them as a sacrifice, being kochi kochim, regardless of whether these are kochi kochim, the most holy sacrifices, in which once he has consecrated them, he will have nothing from them because he does not eat any meat. It all goes either on the altar or is given to the kohanim. Bein kochim kalim, or even if it's kochim kalim, the less holy offerings of which the owner will ultimately eat the meat, bein kochim she'ein habaylim chayovim lachra yusam, or if it's consecrated animals in which the owner does not have to make good if they were lost. For instance, if it's a case of nidava, if he said, I will bring this animal as a sacrifice, so he has not obligated himself personally, he has only obligated this animal, or if it's a neder, if it's a consecrated animal in which the owner does have to make it good, if he said, I obligate myself to bring a sacrifice, so now if he consecrates this animal in fulfillment of that vow, and the animal is lost, he has to make it good. In any of these cases, hareze potim in hakefel umitashlumi arba v'chamisha. In all of these cases, since they are hegdish, since they are consecrated, regardless of what ownership or responsibility the owner personally has here, or what interest the owner has here, in all of these cases, since they are consecrated, the thief does not pay double or four or five. Shenemar, the pasuk specifies, Vigunav mibeis ha'ish. It shall be stolen from the possession of the person. Veloy mibeis hegdish. That means when it's in a person's possession, not when it is the property of hegdish, the property of consecrated things. Halacha beis v'chein hagoynev avodim. Also, a case where one does not pay the fine. If one stole a slave, he stole slaves ushtaris, or he stole not articles that were worth money or money itself, but he stole papers, documents that were worth money, that documents that had indications of money that was owned, that were proof of money owned, v'karkoyis, or he stole real estate. In all three cases, eini mishalim tashlume kefel. In these cases, he does not pay double. Shaloichiva teira hakefel, because the only cases where the Torah required one to pay the double, Ela b'metaltalim shagufa mammon, is only in the case of movable property, not real estate, and things that are themselves worth money, and not things that merely contain writing that refers to money. Shenemar, the pasuk specifies there, al shoyer, in the case of an ox, al chamoyer, for a donkey, al seh, for a lamb, al salma, for a garment. All of these are movable things that are themselves money. Aval ho'avodim, hikshu l'karkoyes. Slaves, however, are in all cases considered like real estate. Shenemar, because concerning slaves, the pasuk says, v'hisnachaltem oisam livneichem. You shall keep them as an inheritance for your children. And the only things that are kept as a permanent inheritance for all generations is real estate. And so slaves have been compared to real estate. V'hashtoris ein gufam mamon. And so also documents, legal documents, fiscal documents, are not themselves worth money. They merely contain writing that refers to money that is owed. Haloche gimel, hagoinev petech hamoyer. If one stole the firstborn animal of a, the firstborn offspring of a donkey, the firstborn offspring, the law is that he has to redeem it. He may not use it or do anything with it until he first redeems it by giving a lamb to the Kohen. Before he does so, he may not use it. So if one stole the firstborn of a donkey, shel chaveri, which belongs to his fellow man, koidem sheyipode, before the owner had redeemed it, mishalem tashlume kefa labailim. Nevertheless, he has to pay the double to the owner, she'afal pi she'enei achshav shaloi, and even though at this moment when he stole it, it did not belong to him, it was not his, he could not use it. The owner could not use it because he had not yet redeemed it. Nonetheless, since immediately upon his redeeming it, it will be his, no one else has the right to come here and redeem it and take it away. Since it's his, as soon as he redeems it, it's considered as if he had stolen it from him. Halacha dalet, hagoinev tivloi shel chaveiroi v'ochloi. If someone stole tevel, produce from which the truma had not been removed, he stole it from his fellow man, va'achloi, and he ate it, mishalim loy demei tivloi, he has to pay him the cost of the tevel. He has to pay the full value of the tevel, and even though the original owner would not have had the full value of the tevel, he would have had to give away the truma to the kehanim, he would have had to give away the miser to the levium. Nevertheless, he pays the original owner the full amount. V'chein im gonav chelboy v'yachloy, mishalim loy demei chelboy. And so also if he stole chela from him, the forbidden fats which he was not permitted to eat, he has to pay them the value of the chalav that he stole, even though the original owner could not have eaten it. Halacha hei, gonav truma mibaylaha ha-yisraelim shehifrishua. Now another case. If the owner of the produce had removed the truma therefrom, this is now truma, which he has to give to a Kohen. If he, the thief stole this truma from the owner was a Yisroel, he was not a Kohen, so the owner himself could not have eaten it. After the owner separated it, and before he gave it to the Kohen, the thief stole it. Einei mishalim tashlume kefel. Now the thief does not pay double. She'ein lahem bo ela tevis hanor. Because the one from whom he stole it had no ownership of it at all. The only thing that he owned in it was that he could give it to a Kohen. And he had the preference and the privilege of giving it to whichever Kohen he desired. But he does not own anything. He cannot eat it or use it for anything. The only privilege he maintains is to give it with, to the, whatever Kohen he desires. V'toivas hanoa einei mamon. And this privilege that the owner retained of it is not considered something that is worth money. It's not something of monetary value, and therefore there is nothing to evaluate here for the thief to have to pay the kefal on. Halacha vav, hagoinev mishel aviv, if someone stole property from his father, v'tavachoy mochar, and he slaughtered it or he sold it, v'achakach meis aviv, And afterwards, his father died. And now the children inherit, and the thief is one of the children. He is one of those who stands to inherit. Mishalim tashlumei arba v'chamisha. He has to pay 4 or 5 times the value. And even though he himself, in taking his share of the property, he will also take his share of this fine, nonetheless, he has to originally pay the fine to the estate. If, however, his father died first, and he stole it from his father, and then his father died, and only thereafter did he slaughter it or sell it, now he pays only the double for the stealing which he stole when his father was still alive, but he does not pay 4 or 5 for having slaughtered it or sold it after his father died. Gona v'tavach oy mochar v'achakach higdish. If he stole something and he slaughtered it or he sold it and afterwards he consecrated it, mishalim tashlumei arba v'chamisha, he has to pay for the regular fine of 4 or 5 times the value. Because at the time that he slaughtered it or sold it, it had not yet been consecrated. If, however, he first consecrated it, and then thereafter he slaughtered it or sold it, even though the whole consecration was only kochim kalim, it was consecrated as a less holy offering, the type of which he himself would eat the meat, nevertheless, it is considered as being consecrated. Mishalim tashlume kefel, he pays the double fine for having stolen it. Ve'enim mishalim tashlume arba v'chamisha, but he does not pay the payment of 4 or 5 because at the time that he slaughtered it or sold it, it had already been consecrated. Bamed dvarim emurim, when does this law apply, that he pays only the double, but not the 4 or 5? Kishahigdish achayeish, only if he consecrated it after the original owner had despaired of ever recovering it. Avalim higdish lifnei yeish, if however he consecrated it, the thief that is, consecrated it before the original owner had despaired of recovering it, Einei kodesh, now it has not become sanctified because it's still the property of the original owner. He has not made any change in it that through which he can acquire it as his. So it still belongs to the original owner. And the law is that ein adam magdish davar she'eino shaloi. We learned this in a number of places, that a person does not have the power to consecrate something which is not his own property. Therefore, v'im tavach oimochem mishalim tashlumi arba v'chamisha. If he, in this case, slaughtered it or sold it, he pays 4 or 5, even though he had consecrated it before he slaughtered it or sold it, because his consecration is not consecrated. Halocha zayin, higdishu haba'olim v'hu beveis haganov. If the original owners consecrated it while it was still in the possession of the thief, Einei kodesh, it is not consecrated, lefisha einei bershusam, because it's not in their possession. Even though they still are technically the owners, it is not in their possession. And even though they have not yet despaired of recovering it, and they still maintain the rights of ownership, they do not possess it and cannot consecrate it. And therefore, if the thief slaughtered it or sold it even after the original owners had consecrated it, mishalim tashlumi arba v'chamisha, nonetheless, the thief has to pay the payment of 4 or 5 times the value because the consecration is not valid here. Halochich es, hashoichet v'nisnabla biyodoi, if someone slaughtered, the thief slaughtered the animal, v'nisnabla biyodoi, and the shchita was not a kosher shchita, it became nevela, or he did not slaughter it in the kosher fashion at all, but he pierced the throat with a pointy object, or he ripped out the windpipe and the esophagus without shchita, mishalim tashlume kefel bilvad. In these cases, it's not considered shchita, it's not slaughtering, and he pays only the double fine. Avalim shochat lerefua oileklovim. If, however, he performed a kosher shchita, but the shchita was done not for the purpose of eating it as normal food, but the shchita was done with the intention of using it for some medical purpose, or to use it as dog food, or after the shchita, upon examination, defects were found in the internal organs which rendered it treifa, or he slaughtered it, it was unconsecrated, and he slaughtered it in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, and we learned in Hilchas Shchita that such a Shchita may not be eaten. Meshalim tashlumei arba v'chamisha. In this case, he still pays 4 or 5. Af al pi shechulin shenishchatu ba'azora asurim ba'anor. Even though unconsecrated animals that were slaughtered in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash are forbidden to be eaten or to be used in any manner, hoyil v'isura midivreihem, since this prohibition is only by rabbinic decree, harezechayiv l'shalim tashlumi arba v'chamisha. The shchita is considered a valid one, and he has to pay 4 or 5 times the value. Halochetes v'chein hagoynev kilayim, haba minaseh umiminacher. So also, if one stole a kilayim, a hybrid animal that is descended from a sheep and some other species that was crossbred, or shagonav treifo, he stole an animal that was treifo, that had an injury because of which it could not survive, or kitas, or an animal that was missing a leg, or chigris, an animal that was lame, or suma, or blind, or bemas hashutvim, or he stole an animal that belonged to two owners who were partners together, v'tovach u'mochar. In all of these cases, if he slaughtered it and sold it, meshalim tashlumi arba v'chamisha, he does have to pay the 4 or the 5, even though the kilayim, the crossbreed, is neither a sheep nor an ox. However, since one of its ancestors was a sheep, it comes under the law of 4 and 5. And so other, also, all these other cases where the animal was not a whole animal, nonetheless he has to pay 4 or 5. Halacha Yud, gona v'nosan li'acher b'matona, if he stole something and he gave it to someone else, he did not sell it, he gave it to someone else as a gift, or he himself did not slaughter it, he gave it to someone else to slaughter, v'tavach, and that person slaughtered it, or he gave it to someone else to sell, u'mochra la'acher, and that person sold it to some third party, gonav v'hikif, if he stole it and then he lent it to someone, and he did not receive immediate payment, he lent it to him, the payment to be deferred, gonav vehechlif, if he stole it and then he traded it with someone for something else, he did not sell it for money, gonav upara bahakefoy, if he stole it and he did not sell it for money, but he gave it to his creditor in satisfaction of a previous debt, or he sent it to his prospective father-in-law, to the wife of his, to the father of his wife-to-be, he sent it as an engagement gift. All of these cases are nevertheless considered as if they were sold, since he transferred his the ownership of it to someone else, and he has to pay 4 or 5. Halacha Yud Aleph, gonav u'mochar, if he stole and he sold it, v'hikna la'moicher li'achas shleishim yoim, he sold it to someone on the condition that the sale would take effect and the purchaser would acquire possession only 30 days later, u'b'seich shleishim yoim hukah haganif, and during those 30 days, the thief was identified and he was brought to trial. Eini mishalim ela kefel. He only pays double. He does not pay four or five because no sale has taken effect yet. Mochroi chutz me echad mi meya shaboy. If he sold it, but not a complete sale, he sold 99% of it, retaining for himself 1%. Oi chutz mi yodei oragloi, or he sold it, retaining for himself one hand or one foot, that is a forelimb or a hind limb. Kloli shal dava sheshiye by dava hanita imay b'shita. That is in general what we mean here is he retained for himself any part of the animal which would become permissible to be eaten when the animal was slaughtered. Potem mitashlumi arba v'chamisha. In such a case, he does not have to pay four or five. V'yemochrei chutz migizosei chutz mikarnav. If, however, he sold it and he retained for himself some non-essential part of the animal, he sold it, for instance, retaining for himself the wool that was to be shorn from it, or retaining for himself the horns, chayiv b'tashlumi arba v'chamisha. This does not withhold the validity of the sale, this does not withhold the completion or the completeness of the sale, and he has to pay four or five. She'elu einam nitarim imay b'shchita, because these are not parts of the animal that are permitted to be eaten because of the shchita. The wool is not eaten at all, and the horns, even the soft parts of the horns that might be eaten, do not require the shchita to permit them. Yud beis, gonav v'kota mimeno eiver, v'achakach mochra. If he stole it, and he cut off, he amputated a limb from it, and thereafter he sold it, oisha machra chutz mimalachta, or he sold it, retaining him to himself the rights to whatever work the animal would perform, oisha machra chutz mishloishim yoim, or he sold it, retaining to himself the title for 30 days, ein maitziyim mimenu tashlumei arba v'chamisha. All of these cases are in doubt as to whether this constitutes a valid sale, and therefore, following the rule that Hamoitzi Mechaveira Yolav Haraya, following the usual rule that the one who claims money has to bring the proof, here since we are in doubt, we cannot bring a proof that he is required to pay four or five. We do not take from him a payment of four or five. V'in tafas hanizak, if however the victim did grab the money, he took money from the thief, enough to cover four or five. Now the thief wishes his money back. Ein mitzien miyodei, we do not recover it from the victim, because now it's the thief who has to bring the proof, and we are in doubt, perhaps he did have to pay four or five. Halacha yud gimel. Machra v'hoysa loy ba shutfus. If he sold it, retaining to himself a partnership in it, that is, originally the thief was a partner, he and a partner, and his partner both jointly owned this animal, and he stole the entire animal from his partner and sold it. Potem mitashlumi arba v'chamisha. He does not have to pay four or five times, even four or five times of the value of what belonged to the partner. Halacha yudalit, shutfim shegonvu, if there were two partners who jointly stole something, im tavach echad mehem oy mochar midas chaveri, if one of the two slaughtered or sold it with the permission and consent of his partner, mishalmen tashlumei arba v'chamisha, then the two together have to pay the payment of four or five. Bim osa shaloi midas chaveri, if however one thief slaughtered or sold the animal without the consent of his partner, pturim mitashlumei arba v'chamisha. Now they do not have to pay four or five. In either case, however, v'chayovim b'keifal, they do have to pay the double because they did steal it. Halocha tezvav, gonav v'omad bedin, if he stole something, v'omad badin, he was brought to trial for it, v'amru loy hadayonim, and the judges said to him, say, tein loy masha ganavta, they said, go out and give this person back what you stole from him, v'yotza, and he went out from the beis din, ostensibly he went out to return the stolen animal, v'achakach tavachu mochar, and after he left the Bezdin, he slaughtered it or he sold it, poter mitashlumei arba v'chamisha. In this case, he does not have to pay the four or five. The reason for this is as follows. As soon as the judges issued their decree, their judgment, and said, go out and pay it to him, he immediately is required to return the animal, and the animal is considered as if he had already returned it. If he now goes out in public now and slaughters it or sells it, this now is no longer a theft. He is now not slaughtering or selling something that he had stolen. He is publicly slaughtering or selling something which in front of Beis Din has been declared to belong to someone else. Therefore, he is not a thief. He is not a ganav. He's a robber, a gazlan, as we explain these definitions in chapter 1. And a gazlan, a robber, does not pay double or four or five. Amruloi, if the judges said to him, Chayav atalitin loy, they did not say, go out and give it to him. They said merely, you are required to pay. But they did not actually order the payment. They merely gave the judgment of law that in such a case he is required to pay. They did not say, pay. V'tavach oy mochar achakach, and thereafter he slaughtered it or sold it. Harei zechayav b'tashlumi arba v'chamisha. In this case, he has to pay four or five. Because even though they had originally said, you must pay, said you are required to pay, they did not order him pay. And therefore, the slaughtering is now done on an animal which is still a stolen animal. Since they had not yet pronounced the judgment on him and said, pay, he is still considered the thief here, and if he slaughters it or sells it, he is doing so as a thief. Halacha tes zayin, hagoynev birshus habaylim, if someone steals something in a place which belongs to the owner, he does not remove it from the owner's property. Hoyil v'hageneva adayin hibershusam, since the stolen article is still within the property of the owner, potter min hakefel, the thief does not have to pay double. V'chein im tavachu mocha sham birshusam potter, and so also if he slaughtered it or sold it, so sold it there within the property of the owner, he does not have to pay the four or five. V'im higbia hagneva, however, if he lifted it up, this is a sign of taking possession, nischayev mishum goynev, now he is responsible as a thief and will have to pay the double. Afal pisha dayin lo hitziya mirshus habaylim, even though he has not yet removed it from the owner's property. Ketzat, for example, of these laws, gonav ple min hadir, if he stole a lamb out from its stall, v'hoya moishchay, and he was pulling it, v'yotzei, he was on the way pulling it, removing it, umeis b'shus habaylim, and it died while he was still there, before he took it out onto the street, while he was still there within the owner's property, potter, he does not have to pay. Higbiyoi, if however he picked it up, or he actually succeeded in removing it from the owner's property, v'meis, and it now died, chayav, he has to pay. Nosnoi sham beveis habaylim libchoyas benoi, if while he was still within the owner's property and he had not yet removed or lifted up the animal, he there gave it to a kohen in redemption for his firstborn son, oy lebal choyvoy, or he gave it to one of his creditors in payment of a debt, oy leshoy mechinam oleshoyel lenoise socher lesoicher, or he gave it over to some other watchman, to some other guardian to keep it, that is a guardian who works for free, or one who borrows it, or one who rents it, or one who is paid a fee for guarding it, v'hoya moishchei zeshen itan loy, and the one to whom it was given in one of these cases, he was removing it, he was pulling on it, v'meis, and it died, potter hashoimer, the guardian, the one who is taking it, is not required to pay the kefel. If, however, he lifted it up, the recipient here, lifted it up or removed it from the owner's property and it died, now, in this case, the guardian or the creditor to whom it had been given, he is required to pay. Because the thief has not yet acquired any responsibility here, since the thief himself had not taken it out from the possession of the owner. So the recipient, the one who received it from the thief, is the one who is responsible here. Halacha Yud Zayin. If there was a herd of animals in the forest, kiven shahikish es habehema v'tamna b'teicha ilonis v'ha'etzim, if he hits or beats one of the animals to drive it in front of him, and he drove it into a hidden place among the trees and the fallen wood, chayev b'shtashlume kefel, now he has become responsible as a thief, and he has to pay the double. Because this is considered stealing. Since it's in the forest, simply removing it to a place where its owner won't find it, even though he has not removed it from the forest, this is considered stealing, though he hasn't taken it from the owner's property to outside the owner's property. And if he slaughtered it or sold it there in the forest, mishalim tashlumei arba v'chamisha, he has to pay four or five. Halacha yudches, gonav b'rishus habaylim, if he stole something and it is still within the property of the owner, v'acha sheyodu shenigneva, and after they discover that it has been stolen, hoitzia, he now removes it from their property, uvetavcha oy machra chutz m'rishusam, he now takes it out and he slaughters it or sells it outside of their property, or he stole it, and he took it out from their property, and then he returned it to their property, and he slaughtered it and sold it in their property. In all of these cases, he is nevertheless required to pay the payment of four or five.